Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WPGears.com. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host and partner in crime, David Blackman, is taking some much-needed time off, so I'm recording some episodes solo. He will be back with us soon. In today's episode, we're talking about the difference between self-employment and entrepreneurship. A lot of times, people will use those terms interchangeably, and they're actually quite a bit different once you break them down and understand what the difference is. To be clear, there's nothing wrong with self-employment. So if you're self-employed and you know you fall into the category of being self-employed and not really an entrepreneur, that's okay. But don't confuse the difference. So self-employment is when someone works for themselves. You know, they could have a business and they work for themselves. They have the freedom that comes with it. They can work whenever they want. They can work where they want. They can work on the projects they want. But if you are, for example, just a web designer and working for yourself, you're doing the work yourself, you're self-employed. You're not an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is someone that is able to work on the business, not in the business. So if you're working in the business day in and day out, again, there's nothing wrong with that, but you're self-employed, not an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is someone that's able to work on the business, not in the business. So they're able to build the business. They're able to take a risk by hiring people and scaling the company and able to make money without their time. So that's a big difference, is if you can make money without you doing work, then you're an entrepreneur. Most people that are self-employed, if they don't build a client, they don't go and do work so that they can build a client, then they're not going to make money. But if you can go on vacation and your income doesn't change during that week, then you're an entrepreneur. You're able to work on the business and scale that and build that. And so a lot of people don't really realize what the difference is. And being an entrepreneur is definitely better because, I mean, it's kind of obvious. You can go on vacation and still make money because you put up systems in place or you have people in place that are doing the work for you. And so you're able to scale a business bigger and make more money, serve more customers, employ people. And so it's not everyone is wired for that. You might like being self-employed and you're okay with the fact that if you go on vacation, you're not able to bill any time. You're not able to work on projects, you're not going to make money, and you're okay with that. You do it because you like being able to work on what you want, when you want, and the freedom that comes with all of that. And that's great. But some people will be self-employed and they'll refer to themselves as entrepreneurs, and they're not really entrepreneurs. And there is a difference, and it does matter, and it can kind of affect the way that you grow your business. If you're self-employed, nothing wrong with that, but you might want to look at ways where you can become more of an entrepreneur and work on your business to grow it so that you can serve more customers, be able to make more money, and do a lot more with your business. So that's the difference between self-employment and entrepreneurship. Don't confuse the two. They are different. I hope you found that helpful. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the only two things that truly matter in marketing. There's a lot of fluff out there, a lot of things that can bog you down. We're going to talk about the two things that truly matter in marketing. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.